Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Mobile World Congress event in Barcelona. It's 2016 at Mobile World Congress, which means another year of exciting news about the networking arena and where networks for the future are going. Today, I'm with Sudipta Ray, AVP of Technology at Ericent. Welcome, Sudipta.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about Ericent?
Ericent is an engineering services company. We do engineering R&D development. That's our main business. We also have a portfolio where we develop software in the leading areas of the networking space. The reason we do that is since we dabble with the technology, we understand how the technology is going to take off and how things will shape up in the future because we follow it across different spectrums of networking. It's not that we are just into one area. We span across the technology horizon. So it gives us a better perspective of things.
So I know that you've been placing some focus on SDN and NFV implementations. Can you tell me a little bit about your engagement there?
Yeah, we started very early. In fact, in 2012, we were one of the few companies from India who participated with the ONF. We have been a strong player in the switching and the routing space for the last 25 years. We saw it as a logical step to move to SDN because it was opening up the networking space for us. We started with the approach that we didn't take a very diverse step. We took the first step to actually enable our switches with OpenFlow because that was one technology we thought that would be a hit in the future. And I'm glad to see that after 2 years with the ups and downs that has happened, it is coming back into focus and it is one of the technology that is finding its place in the networking area. So that's what we started with. Then subsequently, we moved into the virtual world, and there where we saw our collaboration with Intel, because around 2010-11, Intel started working with the DPDK, and in 2012-13 period, we found that that was a platform we could use. And we built our portfolio for the virtual world. With a portfolio for the switching and the routing platform and the hardware, where also we saw Ilton with its Fulcrum acquisition having its own switches, and then enablers which we had built up for the server platforms. We thought that the next space where we could play in was the application. So the application was an application sitting on top of controllers, and applications in terms of VNFs, which came in 2013 with the announcement at the Layer 1, 2, 3 conference in Germany. Then they announced NFV, and the following year NFV has taken off in space.
So when you look at all of that history, and we zoom forward to 2016, are you surprised at how quickly the industry has come together on this technology?
I am surprised. It's not easy because the moment you say that you want to be an open ecosystem, you have to have an open source, open system, open APIs, it is very difficult to get an agreement. I think ITSI-NFV has done a commendable job. So are the open platforms like the Linux Foundation for ONS, which I am actively involved in, and the Open Networking Forum. They have done a commendable job to bring in. At least their people are talking about it. I feel that it will take some time for this technology to really creep in because it's a disruptive technology, and anything disruptive, you have to have a change in mindset also. It's just not technology. You have to change the mindset of the people to accept that technology, because today if you go and say that I have a virtualized EPC, the first thing he asks is, do you have this? Do you have that? Approaches, initially people don't want to put in the money in it. They say that, okay, I'll craft a solution using my existing architecture. That doesn't really play well as you go forward. You need to re-architect the system. So those things are happening. And it's my guess that I should see something really good in 2017-2018 timeframe. But I'm really happy that it has progressed this much.
So Sudipta, what is new from Ericent at this year's Mobile World Congress?
We are demonstrating a couple of virtualized solutions. We have EPC in a box, which we are demonstrating. This year on the switching and routing platform, we are looking more towards white box solutions. So that's one of the areas. We are company agnostic. That's one of our strengths. We can go with any of this thing. So that's one area where we are really looking for. There are people who are opening up the APIs so that I'm able to have a network operating system running on the box. So we have our solutions both on the Intel Fulcrum family of processors, and then we also have it for other chipsets.
You know, you talked about getting people to change their mindsets. Where do you think we are with that in terms of the solutions you're showing here?
With network in a box for small and medium solutions, people are willing to experiment. We are also showing an orchestration platform where we can orchestrate that solution in the cloud environment. People are skeptical with respect to KPIs and performance parameters, but for the small solutions and all, people are looking at it. It also needs to see what you would like to virtualize. You can virtualize everything, but you need to see what makes sense to virtualize. If you see functions like load balancers, firewalls, which have been running on server environments, virtualizing them, first step, people are accepting.
Sure.
Okay, MME for the mobile core, people are accepting. SGW, PGW, or you say that I would like to have virtual routers is still a this thing, but whether a large provider edge router can be virtualized, but whether a core router, no. So people now understand that space.
You mentioned that you collaborate with Intel. You're part of the Intel Network Builders Program. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've gained in terms of being a member of the Network Builders?
So basically, it's the exposure which we get. We are a small company. We are not a big company. For us, Intel is a big name. So if we go with joint solutions, we demonstrate our solutions on top of Intel's platform. At the beginning, I mentioned that we are an engineering services company also. So there are different divisions within Intel when they do these proof of concepts, like they did something on the cloud storage gateway. So we contributed there. So we bring in our enablers and we bring in our platforms which we have built on Intel, and that's how we benefited. Actually, one thing about the DPDK thing, that actually gave us the edge. Now, if you see, all of the other vendors are also coming up with very similar platforms.
Final question for you. I'm sure that we've piqued people's interest on Aerosint and about what products you're bringing to the marketplace. Can you provide a URL or other ways to get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can go to www.aerosint.com, and there you will find a link to our software enablers. And under software enablers, you will have what our offering is. And from the contact information, you'll be able to reach us.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.